This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The Axios News outlet has released photographs of the crowded conditions in which children live in detention after illegally crossing the U.S. border. The photographs contain images of teenagers sleeping on mats or under foil blankets, separated in groups by plastic partitions. It's a rare look inside these facilities where some 15,000 unaccompanied children are housed, as media access to such sites is severely restricted. AP reports that President Joe Biden's administration has been trying to keep such images from reaching the public. Federal officials have barred nonprofit lawyers who conduct oversight from entering a Border Patrol tent where thousands of kids are detained, and federal agencies have refused or ignored dozens of requests from the media for access to detention sites. On Monday, Axios published photos taken inside the largest Border Patrol detention center in the South Texas city of Donna. The photos were released by Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Texas Democrat from the border city of Laredo. Cuellar said he released the photos in part because the administration has refused media access to the tent. He said he also wanted to draw attention to the extreme challenges that border agents face in watching so many children, sometimes for a week or longer. This despite the Border Patrol's 3-day limit on detaining minors. Meanwhile, the administration is seeing its emergency facilities for children approach capacity almost as quickly as it can open them. The downtown Dallas Convention Center has 1,500 teenagers less than a week after opening. Its current capacity is 2,300 people. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.